The daf began with the sugi of kedusha rishayna, kitchel l'shaita v'kitchel asalavi, kedusha rishayna kitchel l'shaita v'loy kitchel asalavi. The Gemara actually brought them a kares. You don't get this all the time. We actually have them a kar to the halachas of kedusha rishayna kitchel l'shaita v'loy kitchel asalavi. And one thing we saw clearly is that these are not very mefurish of a kares, but rather one of the two makaris is the pasuk in Nechemya Perikhes. The other one is Dvarim Periklamit. Again, very not before. So what was in Nechemya Perikhes? The pasuk says that Ezra comes up to Eretz Yisrael in the beginning of Bayesheni, and the Yidden celebrate Sukkos. Okay. Vayasu kola kola shovim and ashvi sukkos. Vayeshvu basukkos, says the pasuk, and it was a very big deal. Ki loy asu, because this was something they had not done. Mimei Yeshua benun, not Yehoshua. Mimei Yeshua benun, kein b'nei Yisrael adoyim huvati simcha gedoy l'moy. So Sukkos is always man simchaseinu. Usmachtem lufnei Hashem lekechem shibtziyamim. Simchas beis Hashem was always on Sukkos, but this was special. V'atiyis simcha gedoy l'me'oy. And when you read the pasuk, you know why? Because this is the first Sukkos that they celebrated, dating way back to the times of Yeshua and the Gemara. So is that possible? But they didn't make Sukkos going back to Yeshua Benun. David HaMelech never sat in a sukkah. A sukkah's David HaNeifalas. David HaMelech never sat in a sukkah. That's not possible. Says more, you're right. So what then does the pasuk mean? The pasuk means something else. The pasuk is saying two different things. The pasuk is talking about the yontif of sukkahs, but the pasuk also is saying that when the Yidden came up, Ezra davened, and he was mevatel the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. What does it have to do with a sukkah? Because being mevatel the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah protected the Yidden, just like a sukkah protects from the sun. And the reason the pasuk mentions, actually also came in Moshe Benun, because there was a taina on every single leader of Klal Yisrael, dating back to Yeshua Benun, uberosh of Yeshua Benun, why they didn't do the same thing. How come Yeshua Benun never davened to Hashem to be mevatel the Yetzirah of Gemara? So why only going back to Yeshua Benun if there was a taina? It was sort of incumbent on the leaders of Klal Yisrael to daven to be mevatel the Yetzirah of Gemara. Why? Moshe Rabbeinu should have done the same thing. Moshe Rabbeinu davened v'aschanin al Hashem 515 tefillas ebra not to go into Eretz Yisrael. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu daven? Slachna l'avayin amazah. How come he never davened to be vatei? And why is there no taina on Moshe Rabbeinu? Because the Gemara says no taina on Moshe Rabbeinu. You know why? The lay have a schus in Eretz Yisrael. Because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have schus in Eretz Yisrael. Yeshua Benun was in Eretz Yisrael, and he had schus in Eretz Yisrael. See, Yeshua Benun's tefilla maybe would have been answered, but on Moshe Rabbeinu there's no taina. Because being that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't in Eretz Yisrael, so the Mele's tefilla wouldn't have been answered anyways. So it was understood why Moshe Rabbeinu didn't daven. He didn't have schus in Eretz Yisrael, but on Yeshua Benun, who was already in Eretz Yisrael, he was a lad maskoidish. On him already there was a taina. How come he didn't daven? How come he didn't daven to be mevatel Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah? And if nothing else, what you take away from this Gemara, I mean, there's a lot to take away, but if nothing else, is there's a concept of schus in Eretz Yisrael. And the concept of schus in Eretz Yisrael is something that relates to koyach hatfilah. That a person has more of a koyach hatfilah when he's in Eretz Yisrael than he has on chutz laretz. And that's not just for the pashto yid. Even on the highest level, Moshe Rabbeinu, Yeshua Benun, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't be mevatel the Yetzar of Avodah Zarah because he was in chutz laretz. Yeshua Benun could because he was in Eretz Yisrael. There's a concept of schus in Eretz Yisrael. The truth is, you find this idea of schus in Eretz Yisrael in other places as well. Just two Mara Mekoymas. There's a Mishnah Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Samech Dalem and Aftalach. If somebody's married for 10 years and Lo Yaleinu, he has no children. So before Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershon, the Mishnah says, Yisa Acheres, he should take another wife. Because if he has a mitzvah puravu, and if he can't be mekayim the mitzvah puravu with this wife, so he has to find another way to be mekayim the mitzvah. Bizmanenu, where there's no cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom, ikra din, yigarish his ishtar. He would have to divorce his wife, and then afterwards, go ahead and marry somebody else. Stating that, the Gemara says that if somebody lives in chutz la'aretz for 10 years, he doesn't have children, there's an option. The option is you can go to Eretz Yisrael. And if you go to Eretz Yisrael, over there you can have children. And it's learned out from Avram and Sarah, the Gemara learns it out from a pasuk. The question is, what does Eretz Yisrael change? Where's Eretz Yisrael? What's going to happen in Eretz Yisrael? If they didn't have children when they were in Chutz La'aretz, so why would we suddenly assume that now they're in Eretz Yisrael, now something's going to change, now they're going to have children? So the Ramban in Parashas Lech Lecha asks the question, and the Ramban Allah Torah says, you know why? Because of Schus in Eretz Yisrael. So it could be Chutz La'aretz, they didn't have the Schus. But in Eretz Yisrael, over there, they're going to have the Schus. It's Mishum Schus in Eretz Yisrael. It could be over there, they're going to have it. Rab Yisachar Shloima Teichtal, who was the author of the Sefer Eim Avonim Samecha, which of course is a Sefer about Eretz Yisrael. We spoke this out once. So in his Hakdama Rishoyna to his Sefer Eim Avonim Samecha, he begins the Sefer with an excerpt from a letter that was written by the Balatanya. Ro'isi b'mechtav shekosev Rabbeinu Balatanya, the Rabbeinu Mibarditchev. So the Balatanya wrote a letter to the Kedishas Levi, to Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Mibarditchev. And he told him as follows, that he just received news knows that he's going to be let out of jail. Yad Kislev. And he says, Agida v'adabra atzmu misapir. He says, I have to tell you that it's an unbelievable miracle, the miracle that was involved in the Balatanya leaving Tvisa. Ki hifli v'higdol Hashem lasleis baretz. And he says, Umi anoichi shfal anoshim kamoini sheviani Hashem ad aloi. Shenizgado v'nizgado shem shemayim al yodai. I believe this is all Me'akadosh Baruch Hu. Legalgal schus al yodenu, beschus haoretz akdoisha v'yoshveh. He she'omdo lanu, v'tazor lanu b'chaleis, laharchav lanu mitzar, u'lechaltzenu mimetzar. Ad kan dvarav hatzrichim le'inyonei. So it says, Rabbi Samash Leichel Teichel, that the Baal Tanya wrote in the letter that he believes the reason he was zoichel to go out of jail was beschus haoretz akdoisha, was in the chus of Eretz Yisrael, and he writes as follows: I learned from here something I never knew before. That there's a new type of chus. There's the schus of Eretz Yisrael, and this is even for someone that's not in Eretz Yisrael. But the Yidden that live in Eretz Yisrael, the Yoishve Eretz Yisrael, they themselves somehow create a schus in the Bria that we could all somehow benefit from. And the Baal HaTanya attributed his miracle that he had, that's his lashon. It was b'schus ha'aretz ha'kdoisha v'yoshveh. And then he says that you have to know who the Baal HaTanya is to fully appreciate this. So he quotes an excerpt from the Tzava from Rav Ber Mimezhbush, who said, ki chachmasai ubinasai v'deyasai heim ad ein cheker v'shokol daite yarishoy v'shikol daite yarishoy hu nevuah ketana. This is the Rebbe talking about the Baal HaTanya. But the bottom line is, this is what the Baal HaTanya said. He says, Rav Teichdal, he says, I believe it's a pasuk. You know, we all know the pasuk. V'zacharti es brisi Yaakov, v'avis brisi Yitzchak, v'avis brisi Avram Eskar, v'ha'aretz Eskar. What does it mean, v'ha'aretz Eskar? So Pasha Hashem is going to remember the land that we're going to go back. He says, no, but read the pasuk. V'zacharti es brisi Yaakov, this chus of us. You have the chus of Avram Avinu, you have the chus of Yitzchak, you have the schus of Yaakov, va'aretz Eskar, and there's something called the schus of Eretz Yisrael as well. Either way, you have a Gemara here in Eruch and Daflam and Beis on the days, but this is a fascinating idea that there's a concept of schus Eretz Yisrael, something to think about. That's the first story.